He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. The Texans had their first day of minicamps on Friday, and the rookies got a baptism of fire. We'll hear from left tackle Duane Brown about working with assistant head coach Alex Gibbs. And Steve Slayton will talk to us about the competition at running back. Remember, for in-depth coverage of minicamps, go to HoustonTexans.com.
Flight 72. Flight 72. Hunt.
Head coach Gary Kubiak said Duane Brown will be going head-to-head with Ephraim Salam for starting duties.
We got to see how far we can bring this kid in the next month. And so we put him right in there at the first group today. And I know it was very tough on Ephraim. And y'all know I have a great deal of respect for Ephraim. And I can understand why it was tough. But as I explained to him, I've got to see how far I can bring this young man. I know Ephraim's going to do his job, and I'm expecting good things from him. But we felt like we had to put this kid to work right away.
Brown welcomes the challenge, but he also got a welcome to the NFL moment when he went against Mario Williams during one-on-one drills. Here's what Duane had to say about his first day of minicamp.
Oh, it was great. They threw me out there in the fire, with the ones going against, Mario and the first team defense. So, it doesn't get any worse than that, just going against them. It can really bring you up to speed real quick.
Running back Steve Slayton will be used as a third down back for the Texans. The third-round draft pick said he'll do whatever it takes to get in the game.
They said I'd be a good third down back, and I'm just trying to fulfill whatever they need.
Does that bother you? Would you like to be in there every down?
Not now. That's just time. It takes time to learn everything, and I'm taking that time now.
As always, fans, thanks for listening. We'll be back Saturday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.